U.S. Department of Education leaders today yanked Washington State waiver from a 2001 federal education law. More than 40 states have received waivers from the No Child Left Behind Act. But as KPLU's Kyle Stokes reports, today's decision makes Washington the first state to lose that flexibility.
Losing the waiver means Washington school districts will lose control over nearly $40 million federal education dollars. The waiver gave them more flexibility in spending that money to do things like start preschool programs or hire instructional aides. But the feds gave Washington the waiver on the understanding that state lawmakers would pass changes to the state's teacher evaluation system. They didn't, and when they left Olympia in March without passing that bill, State Superintendent Randy Dorn says he knew the waiver was doomed.
I'm disappointed, but the reason why I'm disappointed is because I think kids lost in this one, and the adults won.
By adults, Dorn means the state's largest teachers union, the Washington Education Association. He says their advocacy kept the teacher evaluation bill from passing, leading to the waiver's loss. But the bill would have required the use of students' statewide standardized test scores in teachers' ratings. And union spokesman Rich Wood says that's bad policy.
It just was wrong to try to impose a Washington, D.C. Policy related to a failed bill or a failed law on Washington schools, and the legislature saw that.
Losing the waiver also means Washington schools will be subject to the No Child Left Behind Act's school rating system. By now, Dorn estimates the law will label 9 out of every 10 Washington schools as underperforming. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.